when I was writing If God Is Good and just into it for maybe several months of research, it really opened my eyes further to, you know, the reasons that I was looking into it. I thought, I'm going to address this because this is the single biggest question for both unbelievers and believers. I mean, why? Why does a good God, or from the unbeliever's perspective, if there is a God, and if that God is good, why would he allow all these evil, terrible things to happen? Why is there so much suffering in the world? It's such a perplexing problem, and it's not only unbelievers, but believers who struggle with the problem. Well, that's why I wrote the book, but as I got into it further, I thought, this is just an opportunity for me, as I research this, to increase the depths of my trust in God and expand my view of God. I think of the last five chapters of Job. You know, if you ever lose perspective, and we all do from time to time, just sit down and read. Maybe read aloud, listen to an audio version of the Bible on your iPad or your phone or whatever, and just contemplate the words of God to Job, who's saying, Job, you are so small. He says, where were you when I created the world? And then at one point he even gets sarcastic with Job and says, surely you know the answers to these questions. Surely you know, for you have lived so many years. You know, you got the eternal God who's saying to his child, Job, don't even think you begin to understand. He's not scorning him, but he's giving him a clear rebuke that, hey, I'm the one who knows. So you either got to trust me or you got to rely on your own knowledge. And we've all done the rely on your own knowledge thing, and how's that working for you?
Exactly.
It just doesn't. It's, you know, so some of it is actually quite practical, because not only is it wrong and misguided to trust ourselves, it just flat out doesn't work. So let's quit it and trust the only one who is trustworthy. And that's not us. And he says his word will not return unto him empty without accomplishing the purpose for which he sent it. Says that in Isaiah 55. He doesn't say that about our words. He doesn't say that about our wisdom and our perspective. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Never does it say, oh, the depth, riches of our human understanding.